Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, my friends. I am so excited to be with you today. I hope everyone out there is doing well. Well, I have a quote before we begin the episode. This quote is so special to me. It says, "The woman I was yesterday introduced me to the woman I am today," which makes me very excited about meeting the woman I will become tomorrow. Wow, isn't that cool? Well, welcome to Will the Real Me Please Stand Up Christian Broadcast. Today, we're going to talk about the sweet sense of security. I am your host, Terry Moore, founder and CEO of Terry L. Moore and Team. I am an inspirational, motivational speaker, a breakthrough coach, a workshop facilitator, and I'm in the process of writing a book called Face to Face with God, My Best Friend. The mission of Terry L. Moore and Team is to dynamically impact every woman we empower through diverse coaching to release emotional baggage, find their true self, and illuminate their inner power. Our vision at Terry L. Moore and Team is to inspire women to make peace with their past. Our core values are integrity, excellence, teamwork, faith, forgiveness, personal responsibilities, self-worth, and confidence. If you have missed any of my radio talk shows, I have some great news for you. You can listen to it by going to blogtalkradio.com/Terry, T-E-R-R-I, L, Moore, and Team. And you can listen to them 24/7. Alrighty, before we get started, I just want to let you know we're going to be taking notes tonight. So grab your drink, your pen, and your paper, and let's get started. For my new callers tonight, thank you for joining me. I feel truly honored that you are on this call. To see a complete bio of me, you can visit my website at terrylmooreandteam.com. Well, let's go to our Heavenly Father. Thank you for all the listeners on this call this afternoon. We have people from all over the United States on here. It is obvious they want to break the chains of insecurity that's been holding them back. I pray you will be with each and every listener and help them to begin their healing process. Please, God, guide and direct me tonight to be able to inspire all those out there. Give me the words that you want me to say. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, let me ask you a question. What are some of the things that rock your security in God and yourself? What are some of the things that rock your security in God and yourself? How about this? How about when life seems unpredictable and uncertain? Wow, that's a big one. You know, when I said Happy New Year to 2015, I had no idea what was in store for me. I had no idea this would be one of the hardest years I have had to go through. In 2014, it just seemed like I skated through that whole entire year with little or no problems, conflicts. You know, this year, the beginning of the year, I had no idea that my husband was going to have brain surgery, and we'd be given the options to have this incredible, serious surgery to make him feel better, worse, or perhaps he could even die. Wow, talk about feeling like the bottom had dropped out. I had no idea the domestic violence organization I'm the founder of would have so many cash flow problems and cause the stress that it has on me and my staff. It's just been really tough for all nonprofits out there. You know, I had no idea that I would become an entrepreneur and open up Terry L. Moore and Team and to become an inspirational, motivational speaker, breakthrough coach, workshop facilitator, an upcoming author, and now hosting my own radio talk show. You know, so all of this testing has really helped come more secure in God and myself. Yes. Oh, my gosh. At times, it has been a constant hair-raising, stomach-turning flux. As the old saying goes, nothing stays the same but change. The truth is God uses change to change us. He doesn't use it to destroy us or distract us, but to coax us to the next level of our character, experience, compassion, and destiny. You know, just when I'm feeling all secure and knowing I am God's best friend, an earthquake, you know, comes, splits into my life, and then the testing time comes again. I can hear God saying, Terry, I need to toughen you up for the next round. Are you going to trust me as your rock and security, or are you going to throw the towel in and become insecure? You know, we as women must hold on to God when life throws us curveballs. So who do you run to? Do you run to your emotions and allow them to take you down, or do you run to your Heavenly Father? You know, I blow it every now and then on this, and I can honestly say when I do not feel secure in God or myself, problems start occurring. Here's a thought. We can never get so secure in ourselves that we cannot be moved. You know, I am forever wanting to go someplace higher with God. Sometimes I ask myself, Terry, what are you doing? I'm going to be 60 years old in March, but you know what? There's no stopping me right now. I went to a networking meeting last night, my very first time, and I walked into this room and I could just tell that these were very high, powerful women. I met coaches, authors, you know, high business people, and I started to feel a little bit insecure. It was like, oh my gosh. I felt like a little fish swimming in a big ocean because, you know, I just recently launched Terry Elmore and Team this year. I had to really stop and think about, no, I am a child of God. I have come so far. And then you have to start doing that self-talk. Nope, you've come a long way, baby. I'm very proud of you. You know, you're going to be there someday where these women are. You just have to keep going. And then guess what happened? On the way home, I was driving home with my coach, and I said, you know what? I don't know why I'm thinking this, but I feel like I'm supposed to start a networking organization on the west side of Indianapolis. And she goes, well, you know what? You can do this. And then I went home and told my husband. He was like, nuh-uh. He knows I have too much on my plate already. But anyway, I say this because we never want to get complacent. We should always want to be doing more and being used by God. And if we're not, we have to figure out what is the insecurity that is holding us back. I have a question, and then I have a challenge for you. Have you heard about the prayer of Jabez? Okay, so here's my challenge to you. If you've never read the book, The Prayer of Jabez, I want you to go out and get this book, please. This book will change your life. You know, a few months ago, I started reading Beyond the Prayer of Jabez again. And when my husband saw this book out on the table, he was like, oh, goodness gracious, now what adventure is she going to take me down? Because I'm a very adventurous person. And I have taken my husband down so many adventures in our 21 years of marriage. So he asked me, he says, do you really want to read this book again? And I shook my head, of course. So the truth is, we have to be able to find what is going on inside of us that we do not want to be used by our Heavenly Father. You know, my favorite scripture is in James 1, verse 1 through 5. It says, consider pure joy, Terry, or put your name in there, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. So my friends, question, and I'm asking myself, what are we lacking? What are we lacking in? We need to figure this out. If we do not lose that ground, aren't we on to something new? Okay, if we're considering it pure joy when we face trials of many kinds, then we are on a great, solid ground. Alrighty. How about when we long to be healthy and whole? You know, 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13, it says, the temptations in our lives are no different from what others have experienced. Isn't that encouraging to know that whatever we're going through, others have experienced it? And God is faithful. He will not allow the temptation to be more than we can stand when we are tempted. He will show you a way out so that you can endure. I love that. But sometimes, I don't know about you, but I'm ready to put that stop sign out and say, okay, I have had enough. Here's my white flag. I'm surrendering. Please, I don't need anything else. But the good news is about prayer, Jabez, is that God said, Bruce Wilkinson, the author, says, you, when you're reading that book, God will give you so many blessings that you will not have room for them all. You will actually be putting the stop sign out that says, God, I can't take any more blessings. Trust me in this. I know what I'm talking about. By the grace and the power of God, we can have exhilarating joy by winning many battles, and some of them tougher than others. However, insecurity is the toughest us women have to overcome, okay? For women, this is deeply woven into the fabric of our female soul to deal with. Can you relate to me? I think so many times us women just do not give ourselves enough grace and praise. We're women on a mission. We're wives, we're mothers, we're grandmas. You know, we have a career, we have church, we, you know, so many other things is biding our time. And then what happens is sometimes when we don't, when we're not able to meet everyone's demands, we start feeling insecure. You know, one of the things that I'm trying to do my absolute best on is just give myself that breathing room. It's okay. And you know what? I have a saying, especially if I'm not okay. And if I'm not okay, that's okay if I'm not okay. So many people can't say that, though. But anyway, I want us to all get to a point that we can really thank God that when we're going through these battles, when we feel that we're ready to face whatever comes our way, you know, and God is there by our side. Good or bad, we must learn to trust God and not let anything come our way to rock us. That is so easier said than done. You know, although we may have something unhealthy deep inside of us from our past, walking tight with our Lord will make us whole. Well, here is our challenge: to let the healthy, utterly whole and completely secure part of us increasingly overtake our earthly selves until it drives out every emotion, reaction, and relationship. All right, I have another question for you, my friends. When you lack confidence, how does it make you feel about yourself when you're lacking confidence? Well, in the last 7 years, after being the founder of Beacon of Hope, I have had to grow in my confidence level like never before. You know, when God sent this calling to me, I was scared to death to get in front of people and speak. I know many of you on this call tonight are laughing at this. I have an outgoing personality, and I'm not shy, but when I was asked to help do the welcome or communion speech with my husband, I froze. Oh, Lord, please send someone else to do this. You know, however, I faced my fears and my insecurity. However, I can honestly say I do not remember what I said. 2 weeks later, I was literally thrown into a public speaking class, and I hated it. I'm going to say that again. I hated it. I wanted to quit, but my husband kept making me go back, because he saw something in me that I could not see. I felt deflated after leaving the class with all their criticisms and hardly any positives. But I'm happy to say I graduated top in my class, and now I get up and speak in front of thousands of people. I still get nervous, but my confidence level just keeps getting stronger. If I make mistakes, oh well, you know, we're all not perfect. We're all going to make mistakes. You know, I have to share this, talk about insecurity. 2 years ago, we were doing our event, which was one of my favorite events, the purse auction, actually, that's coming up in 2 weeks. When I got up there to do my speech in front of all these ladies, I couldn't find it because the MC and the auctioneer put their notes and took my notes and put them somewhere else. I jumped up on the stage, confident, grabbed my mic, ready to take off, and there were no notes. And so I was like, hello, Houston, we have a problem here. And so people were coming up and they were helping me find it. Now, what could have happened is I could have become so insecure at that moment that I couldn't go on. The show would not have gone on. But I said to myself, no, you've got to figure this out quickly. And thank God my speech was found and everything went fine. So one of my favorite characters in the Bible, the greatest book ever written, is my friend Moses. Moses had insecurity problems. You know, think about the time when God told Moses he was going to lead the Israelites and gave Moses this long speech about how it was going to be done. And what was the next thing that came out of Moses' mouth? Please, Lord, send someone else to do this. I have never been eloquent in tongue or speech. To me, it doesn't sound like Moses was secure with himself. However, he trusted God, and he went on to do something great. The beauty of Moses wasn't his supermanity, but his unwillingness to let his weaknesses, feelings, and fears override his faith. Like us, the worst enemy he had to fight in the fulfillment of his destiny was himself. I certainly can relate to how Moses felt when God called me to open Beacon of Hope to begin serving women, children, family, pets. And now this year, God told me to open Terry Elmore and team. I was like, you have got to be kidding me. This is how God can work in our lives, ladies. He can put these things in our lives to pull us out of our comfort zone and to test our security. Are we going to pass the test? So I'm asking you the question again, and I'm asking myself, what are we lacking in confidence? Okay? Only we can figure that answer out. You know, it could be your career. It could be financial problems. It could be relationship problems, health problems. And I'm challenging you and myself to begin to trust God more with all of our problems. The ones I just mentioned are hardcore problems that can certainly rock our world. The one thing I've learned through life's experiences is the enemy of our soul will never have to worry about what kind of damage you could do to the kingdom of God if he can get you to buy the lie that you are incompetent, that we are weak, and that we are inadequate. I am here to tell you this. We are not, I am not, we are not, and we're not struck down, and we're not destroyed. Please, please get that into every side, every area of your being right there. We are not inadequate. Only the devil tells us we are. Go out and get your goals. Go out and change your life. We can do this. You know, there's times that we might be kicked down, but we're not destroyed. We must stop allowing Satan to get that in our heads and put on Ephesians 6:10, the armor of God. You know, I am confident that God has done great work in me over the years. Can you say that about yourself? I am not the same person I used to be, and God and I have wrestled to the ground to allow my past to die to where I can stand up and be the person I had no idea I could be. You know, when I first began meeting the new person inside, it was like meeting a stranger for the first time. Today, I have changed so much, I don't even recognize that woman staring back in the mirror. This is what I want for all of you, my friends. I want you to be able to really, really love that person staring back at you in the mirror. And that, my friends, is a very good thing. You know, when we are searching for significance and value, I go to the scripture in Psalm 139. Oh, Lord, you have searched me and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all of my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord. You hem me in behind and before. You have laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty, and for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me, and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you, and the night will shine like the day, for darkness is light to you. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My friends, can you say that you know that full well? Because these are the words of God. These are not the words of Terry. These are the words of God. He's saying, I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. That's what God did. He made us to be fearfully and wonderfully made. Okay, so how are you going to change that if you're not? You have to start working on yourselves in order to get that security. Some of my listeners may be pursuing a dream or has had a vision to do something great. You know, your dream will never become a reality if you do not begin the work on yourself in the area of insecurity. I listen to all my clients that come in for the breakthrough coaching sessions. As I hear them, I'm honestly waiting to hear that they believe in themselves enough to go out and do things, because I want to be able to pull the fullest potential out of them. And sometimes they just can't see it. Sometimes we need that knock in the head saying, hey, I can do this. You can do this. I believe in you. You know, in my final thoughts right now, I'm going to go ahead and open the phone lines. If you have a question, all you have to do is hit the number one button on your phone, and I will get to you. But in closing, I'm just going to say that, you know, when we allow God's truth to eclipse every false positive and let our eyes spring open to the treasure we have, there in his glorious reflection, we will see the treasure we are. And the beauty of the Lord, our God, will be upon us. I had somebody that just texted me a question, and I will be right back with you, okay? All righty. Our listener is asking, I want to be an author but have a huge fear of failure. What if God wants me to do this and I miss it? How do you know it's from him? Being insecure is a huge stumbling block, so where do I start that is realistic? Well, my friend, I can honestly tell you, with me starting to write a book over 7 years ago, I felt like I didn't want to start because of failing. Here's the thing. If you feel this is coming from God, then you have to step out of the boat. You have to trust. You have to trust others around you, because God doesn't want to keep hearing you say, why me? Why me? Why me? He wants to hear you say, why not me? And that's when we reach that security level. And I had to do this. And that's why my book is getting ready for completion, because I had to get over that fear that, oh my gosh, this is not even going to work. You know, nobody's going to read my book. Well, yes, they are. Because I have 27 years of experience as a Christian that I have had to go through. Everybody has a book inside of them, but everybody has insecurity. So who's going to rule? And so I am proud of you for allowing me to answer this question. If you want to write a book, you go, girl. You just go and you do it. And don't let anything stop you, okay? Anyway, this very need is built into our human hard drive to send us on a search for God, who can assign us more significance than we can handle. He not only notices us, he never takes his eyes off of us. Now that statement sends chills up my spine. What about you? You know, humility, and I want everyone to get this because this took a while for me. Humility is a crucial component in true security. It's the very thing that calms the beast of pride. We find ourselves when we lose our pride to humility, to something much larger. Okay, I have a caller that has a question. Go ahead.
Oh.
You're on?
Yes.
Hello.
Hi, Terry. Hello, can you hear me?
Hi.
Hi, I have a question. It's really hard when you have so many negative things in your life and you're always hearing things from people growing up that are just negative, saying you can't do this and you're stupid. And how would you suggest is the best way just to erase those? Because you can know in your head that they're real, but not real, but they just seem so real.
Well, thank you. That's a very good question. I can honestly relate to this because I had so many people in my childhood telling me different things, calling me all kinds of names. It really takes strength to be able to erase those memories and to forgive those people that said this. But one of the things that I learned is that I had to start taking responsibility for my own actions and not them, because what they said to me affected me so bad that I had to just let go, and I had to stop listening to those tapes playing over and over and over in my head. And people can be cruel out there, and our security is tested every time someone says something negative about us. And so the big thing that what I try to help in my coaching sessions is that we have to become adults and forget and forgive what those people said about us and just move on and know that God has our backs and he's going to help us and never, he will never hurt us. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. That's great.
Well, thank you. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Okay, anybody else have any other questions before I close out for today? It's been very exciting to be on the phone with you. Don't forget about our workshop. Next Thursday, November 5th, we are going to be doing an empowerment workshop. I'm going to be talking about how to turn your fear into faith in order to have courageous confidence. This will be from 5:30 to 9. We're going to have pampering going on. We're going to have two speakers, we're going to have vendors, and we're going to have some really, really nice door prizes. The cost is only $25, which is great. So bring your friends, put it on Facebook. You can go on to my website at terrylmorenteam.com. You can see the flyer and share it with everyone. We really want to have as many people there as possible because our mission, again, is to help women and men escape the grueling grip of their past, to be able to stand up and no longer have to ask that question, will the real me please stand up? Well, my friends, I hope you have a wonderful and secure week. And don't let life crisis this week rock your security. And I will see you next at 6 p.m. And you know what? I do not have a topic yet. This is a surprise for my guests. So if you have a topic that you would like me to talk about, please send me an email at terry@terrylmorenteam.com, or you can text me at 201-8389. Well, it's been so much fun to be on the phone with you today, and I hope that you learned something about the sweet sense of security. And I will see you next week again at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is your host, Terry Moore, signing off. God bless you.